You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, October 4th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 52.6. That's the latest reading on U.S. services activity from the Institute for Supply Management. While still in growth territory for September, the index declined to its lowest level since 2016. So while the services sector of the economy is still expanding, it's doing so much slower than before. The news follows a gloomy Purchasing Managers Index on Tuesday. That showed manufacturing output contracting for the second straight month. Now, with services activity slowing too, that weakness appears to be spreading to the broader economy. The two surveys don't mean the U.S. is bound to enter a recession in the immediate future. But it's now undeniable that economic growth is getting slower. The next number up is 35%. That's how much Uber Technologies stock has dropped since it began trading in May. Its main rival Lyft is down even more, having lost 45% since coming public in March. Investors are worried about intense competition among the ride-sharing leaders and their paths to profitability. Another concern has been increasing regulatory scrutiny of the company's treatment of drivers as independent contractors and not employees. But even after falling so far, one analyst says that Uber and Lyft shares might still not be cheap enough. Our last number is $167 billion. That's the value of bonds that U.S. companies sold in September. It's the third highest monthly volume on record. Why the surge in issuance? Corporate borrowing costs have declined considerably in 2019. The 10-year Treasury yield, a key benchmark for borrowing costs, has tumbled since the start of the year. That's made it much less urgent for management teams to pay down debt and shore up their corporate balance sheets. Instead, many are taking the opportunity to refinance debt at lower rates and extend maturities. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, October 4th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Don't forget to subscribe to our daily newsletter, Review and Preview, delivered right to your inbox after markets close. Go to barrons.com/newsletters to sign up. Have a lovely weekend.